This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and our Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, too, and around the world at the speed of the Internet. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, our fire and police, as well as hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, I mean everybody, regardless of what it is that you're doing, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have got Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, apparently, Iran is back in the nuclear centrifuge business. They threatened to do it. We got a specific report here. Don't know how accurate it is, that they're at least talked about making 1,000 centrifuges. They're breaking away from the nuke deal, and, you know, they're doing like in our face.
Yeah. It's pretty accurate because they admitted to it, and they're not bashful about it. The facility in question is the Fordo nuclear facility, and what they have done is begun to inject uranium gas into the centrifuges. Now, this particular facility is an underground facility, and we don't know where the inspectors are from the IAEA. Allegedly, there's some inspectors there. I'm not so sure about all that. But along under the Iran deal, nuclear deal with John Kerry, agreed to turn Fordo into a nuclear physics and technology center. There were already 1,044 centrifuges there for purposes other than enrichment. And they still said it was for civilian uses, but now they have certainly not only violated, but they've essentially left the nuclear deal themselves because of this purposeful violation of putting the gas into these centrifuges. So, yeah, this one's going to be very interesting to see what the Trump administration is, how they're going to react, but more so how Europe is going to react. Because remember, the P5+1, of which we're no longer a part of, you have the other signatories. This really puts egg on their face. Now, there were two or three other things that kept us kind of quasi in the deal. And that was the matter of having three or four waivers, sanctions waivers on Iran. And so Congresswoman Liz Cheney is introducing legislation to stop those waivers, to eliminate them completely, which would be the last nail in the coffin as far as the Iran deal with the United States. Now, she can do that. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would likely probably pass both houses if it advances, such that Trump can sign it. But this isn't anything that's going to be immediate.
Now, Alan in Tulsa wants to know if this has anything to do with the coincidental history and the anniversary of the Iranian hostage situation.
When they made the announcement, I think that that was a purposeful date to make that announcement, yes. Now, I can't prove it, but that's, you know, they made the official announcement on the anniversary date of the Iranian hostage crisis.
Okay, now, we've got a little story here, and I don't know how accurate this is, or it's from the Military Times, and it just now popped up on my screen. Multiple artillery strikes landed about 1 kilometer from a road where U.S. forces in northeast Syria were patrolling, according to officials with Operation Inherent Resolve, the U.S.-led mission to defeat ISIS in Iraq and Syria. This apparently happened not today, but yesterday, sometime early.
Well, I haven't read it, so I can't really comment on it.
I just got it. Just now got it.
Yeah. So I can just tell you it's an open sore over there. I mean, all things with Turkey and Russia and Syria, meaning Assad, are not resolved. And, you know, you've got a lot of human rights. I shouldn't say a lot of. You've got at least two very significant human rights watch type organizations that are decent ones that are on the ground there, too, that are reporting things that are happening. So it's still a festering wound that ISIS should expect the report that you're referring to will be the first of many.
Okay. Now, the Trump administration also apparently is going to tamper down or hamp down or cut or do something pertaining to election security. Don't know what it is, don't know what it's going to be, but I'm sure it involves our cyber folks.
Well, we'll have to. You know, everybody is putting out major warnings for the general election in 2020.
Yep.
The United States has, with all kinds of agencies, we have been trying to shore up all voting infrastructure.
Uh-huh. All righty.
So we're going to go to break.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll get right back to that when we come back from this little short break. So don't go anywhere. Denise Simon and I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations, and since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVoice.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroof from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Roof.
And by the way, show reminder, Wayne Alaroof will be with us on Friday morning, first two segments of hour number one. So you want to catch that, Mr. On Fire, Root for America himself. Number one host on Newsmax TV between 8 and 9, Monday through Friday. Got the number one show over there. This portion of the program, my discussion with Denise Simon, brought to you by the USCCA. And by the way, for more information about them and to win the free Gun a Day giveaway, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. On the right tab, there's a red, white, and blue USCCA logo link right there. You'll see the logo. It says USCCA on it. Click on it. And when you get there, a window will drop down for the free Gun a Day giveaway. Every day, the gun changes to something different. And you'll be able to sign up for it. And good luck, because we want to be able to announce somebody winning it here on this program. We've gotten very close, but nobody close enough yet. And also, don't forget that after you do that, you can check out the three levels of membership. And should you become a member, you will be eligible for $474 worth of free stuff, including a lot of stuff that USCCA has to give you in the way of gear and equipment. And don't forget the Concealed Carry Magazine, the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine, also will be yours by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com and clicking on the USCCA logo link that's right there. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and good morning again.
Morning.
By the way, Flip is signing in, and he's reminding me with a picture of the camel looking at me that it's hump day.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, back to...
Yeah, we were talking election security.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the government with CERT and Department of Homeland Security and FBI and whatnot, they have done an awful lot of work working with the states to shore up all things that they can possibly shore up when it comes to having voter integrity and machine integrity.
Yep.
Now, what's at issue, or actually two things. One is that some of the states, I mean, there was actually a fund that was created by Congress that the states could essentially draw from a grant, kind of like a petty cash fund, if they needed some monies to, you know, help put in the firewalls or make sure that there wasn't any malware or ransomware or any of those other kinds of things, they could have it. So, I mean, they could essentially do it for free. Not all states have taken advantage of that. But I don't know if there's been what kind of legislation there has been put forward. But if you go look at the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all the normal rags that are out there, they're saying that the Republicans and Donald Trump is rejecting election security. Well, that's just false. I mean, it's just patently false. I've actually watched congressional hearings on the thing. But what's at issue that the Democrats don't want, that they're blaming Trump for, that they won't admit to, is that Trump is not going to sign any kind of legislation unless there's voter ID.
Right.
And the Democrats refuse to have voter ID in election security. So that just tells you really everything that you need to know. I mean, they've had all these discussions about using paper ballots to avoid hacking. They've rejected having monitors at all polling sites to ensure that there isn't any kind of nonsense going on there. And then, you know, they're somewhat rejecting the fact that the FBI would be the agency or the Bureau of Records that will report foreign election meddling. So, there's a lot of moving parts to all of this, but the one thing Trump wants that he isn't going to sign unless it's in there is voter ID, and they are rejecting it.
Okay.
Fully.
And I'm talking, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over to the website, sign up for her daily sit reps, and you'll find out what's going on when she puts the information out there. And I would strongly suggest that if you want to know what's transpiring. Now, something else that's going on right now is Facebook is supposedly going to widen their encryption feature. They're testing their safety nets for their security on their own site. And I think that comes from a lot of the stuff we're hearing from the government that wants to get in there and check them out.
Well, the United Kingdom, the United States, and Australia are the three regions that are putting major pressure on Facebook, mostly in the realm of private messaging or direct messaging or whatever it is, messenger.
Right.
Okay. And the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia are wondering and asking about encryption because they want it, but they don't want it when it comes to pornography and child sex predators. Now, Facebook appears that they are looking at a lot of options. They're talking with civil rights groups, technology experts, and all these other kinds of things for end-to-end encryption, which already exists on Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Christopher Wray, a director of the FBI, was giving testimony before the Senate Department of Homeland Security Committee, I think, was the committee, but he was on there yesterday.
Okay.
And he's essentially saying, look, in one particular topic that was asked of him, was about encryption. And, it's a double-edged sword because, I mean, we certainly want privacy, but when it comes to things like pornography or sex trafficking or child predators and all these other kinds of things.
Yeah.
The FBI is arguing that we need to have a encryption key in order to solve some of these cases. So it was first brought up, if you remember, under Comey when we were trying to solve the San Bernardino shooters.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't break into the iPhones, and then, you know, if you could, somebody,
right.
You know, I mean, so there's some moving parts here that are clearly not resolved, and where it ends up, we don't know.
Right. And I'm talking, folks, of course, to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Turkey is still having a problem. The President Erdogan has come out and said that the Kurdish YPG militia has not withdrawn from some areas inside Syria. In fact, he's come out and said that the United States forces are still carrying out joint patrols with the YPG in areas where he wants them gone.
Okay. Good.
I'm not surprised. We knew we were there. What are we there in the oil fields, right? Aren't they there with us? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shut up, Erdogan, what I got to say.
Well, yeah, I totally agree. All right, now there's a report here from the Daily Wire that has come in, a written article by Ryan Severa, and he's saying that Hunter Biden's Ukraine gas firm.
Right.
In fact, urge the Obama administration to end the corruption allegations. How about that? That kind of changes things a little bit.
Well, yeah, but now this is a story that has, we're not sure where the beginning is.
No.
But it has no end to it because more things are being uncovered.
Right.
In fact, I was really poking around on this two nights ago, and what is particularly fascinating is that not only did the United States understand the corruptions, and I say that in a plural sense, in Ukraine, but it had to deal with a lot of money, and we're talking in the tens of billions of dollars.
Correct.
Not just the money that was paid to little Mr. Hunter Biden.
Right.
To the point where the United States, under Obama, rather than make Russia angry when they started to encroach into Ukraine, and now we're in that little civil war that nobody really talks about, is the notion that Obama, they were requesting military assistance, and they were getting it from the Obama administration, but they weren't getting lethal military assistance. They were getting non-lethal, otherwise known as, here's some pillows and sheets and some MREs. That's all you're going to get from us.
That's right.
But in the meantime, we're going to throw you a whole bunch of money so you can begin to address corruption and you can begin to build civil entities and economics and opportunities and all that.
All righty. Well, we'll continue this discussion tomorrow, so you have yourself a great day and stay low.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, find out what she's all about. All right, coming right back with our next Military and Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Thank you, Kentucky!
In one of the most closely watched battles on Election Day, Democrat Andy Beshear is declaring victory in his gubernatorial race.
Our elections don't have to be about right versus left. They are still about right versus wrong.
GOP incumbent Matt Bevin, who hosted President Trump for an Election Eve rally, says it's too close and he won't concede. In Virginia, for the first time in more than two decades, Democrats are in control of both houses of state government. Democratic Party Chairman Tom Perez is there for that celebration.
We're winning, and we're winning because we're fielding great candidates. We're organizing early. We're organizing everywhere. And we're fighting for the things people care about.
This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard of Tampa Bay, Florida. And in just 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job, making yourself at least $50,000 to $60,000 a year to start. And here's more right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty, and I just got word from our good friend up there in Valdosta, Georgia, Scott James, that it looks like as if he's going to be headed to a runoff with the ex-fire chief of Valdosta for the mayor's office, and congratulations to him on that. I certainly hope that's the case. Scott's a good guy, and I definitely support him up there in Valdosta, so there you go. Now, the Army, not to be outdone, has interjected Hollywood into the scheme of things. Now, here's what they've done. You've seen a lot of those war movies where they've got Russian tanks and Russian planes and Chinese this and Chinese that and North Korean this and that, because they dress up a lot of stuff and they make it look a lot better than what it really is. Well, not to be outdone, the U.S. Army National Guard out there in California are now getting some tanks. Russian T-72 tanks are being given to them to practice with.
In other words, to see what they'll do, take pot shots at them, use them as pot shooting machines, whatever the situation might be. But they're going to be using them for some of their training out there in California. So if you see some funny-looking tanks out there, that's what it is. And Scott just texted me back here, said that the new voting machines were a complete disaster, and they should know more today around noon. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. But as it stands right now, he thinks that he's in the runoff, and that's good. I appreciate that. And good luck to you there, Scott. Now, the Navy right now is asking China to play nice in the South China Sea. Now, the Chinese premier is renewing a call for progress towards a code of conduct amongst the South China Sea disputants, despite the long delays and skepticism from the United States, and that's the people that all take claim to the South China Sea, and there's, I believe, four different countries. We'll see if they'll just be quiet and play nice. I have my doubts. Also, the Air Force restored F-117A Nighthawk stealth fighter, one of the most iconic aircraft in Air Force history, will soon be on permanent display at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in Simi Valley, California. That'll be nice to go see, too. By the way, the United States Air Force is planning experiments and briefing senior leaders on progress towards its arsenal plane idea, looking at multiple aircraft options to fly with large weapons to strike backup assets, if you will, of whatever they're going after. In other words, a Plan B plane is what it sounds like here. Also, Marine Corps Commandant General David Berger, my son's commanding officer, is going to be the honorary Grand Marshal to the New York City's Fifth Avenue Big Apple's 100th Veterans Day Parade on November the 11th. He'll be leading a contingent of Marines up New York's Fifth Avenue. That'll be interesting. I'll have to watch that. Also, Marines are buying dozens more of their amphibious combat vehicles as the test phase for that nears. Now, the U.S. Marines recently awarded a $120 million contract to BAE Systems Land and Armaments LP for another 30 new amphibious combat vehicles known as ACVs as the service readies for initial operational test and evaluation starting next year. Now, in defense industry news, Indonesia is looking to acquire two squadrons of new F-16 fighter jets from the United States, even as it pushes ahead with plans to buy the Russian Su-35s, according to the chief of the Indonesian Air Force. And the U.S. Navy is preparing to sign a contract for 9 more Virginia-class attack submarines, 8 of which will provide an 84-foot section that boosts the boat strike missile capacity, which is down from 11 boats planned for the end of this year's budget submission. They're cutting back a little bit there. General Dynamics did, by the way, get a multi-billion dollar Navy sub deal. The U.S. Navy's reached an agreement with General Dynamics Corps on a multi-billion dollar deal to buy the next batch of Virginia-class attack submarines, according to the U.S. Navy. Now, in congressional and political news right now, pertaining to the military, the ex-Ukrainian ambassador that testified the other day before the House Impeachment Committee, the Intel Committee, now being called the House Impeachment Committee, said that they felt threatened by President Trump. And her personal attorney, Rudy, and his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, because this woman felt that they were, she was going to be retaliated against and something was going to happen. Well, first of all, I believe she was a holdover from the Obama administration. They never should have kept her. You know, back in the day, I can remember when all the ambassadors, all the senior officials that worked in all the different agencies and departments, when a new president came in, they all turned into resignation. And it was up to the new president as to who would stay and who would go. And I did not see President Trump do that ever which is probably why he's got some of the problems he's got right now. Just saying. Now, the other thing that's taking place right now is the USS John F. Kennedy, which is the Navy's next carrier, which will be leaving dry dock for the first time to go down on a shakedown cruise, which is where the USS Gerald R. Ford is right now, out doing the same thing. If you go underneath the future USS John F. Kennedy before it exits dry dock in Newport News, Virginia, you'll notice how big it is and how they've changed it to where different things have been more compacted, if you will, to use every inch of space on the vessel for everything that they need to have there. Now, a carrier is like a city on ice, if you will, or a city out on the water, if you will, since they're out on water, not ice. Several thousand people on board the vessel, aircraft, Navy functions, Marine Corps, all there. Quite the thing to see if you ever get a chance to go look at the vessel. And again, Scott, thank you very much up there in Valdosta, Scott James, letting me know what he just let me know. And you people up there in Valdosta, I'm telling you right now, you need to get behind Scott and support him. He's a good guy. Businessman, knows what he's doing. And I would, if I were living there, I'd be voting for him. For sure. For sure. All right, and Diana's chiming in, and Diana's in Albany, New York, and we've got Carrie Lynn chiming in. Carrie Lynn is in Dallas, Texas. Actually, she's in Fort Worth, but she's listening to us as she's driving through Dallas. And we've got Kathy, who is in Seattle. Hello, Kathy. How you doing? She's in the Navy, headed into the base right now, doing some overnight work because it's a lot. Let's see, it's what, 3 hours difference there. Okay. So they're 3 hours earlier. We are there. And then we've got Lake, and Lake is a driver coming down from Michigan. He says, Captain, you won't believe this. It's colder than the well diggers, and yep, I'm not going to say it. But I get it. I understand it. You be careful. It'll be nice and warm when you get down here. Nice and warm when you get down here, so come on down. And good morning, George the Godfather. Hope you're doing well, and hey, don't let this bother you. And by the way, how you doing there, Al chiming in again. Hope you're doing well. Hope your boy's doing well, too. All right, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, Thursday, the 7th, I will be in a couple of different places. First of all, for lunch, we start our Have Lunch with the Captain series down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Looking forward to that. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to have one of their renowned Cuban sandwiches for lunch. I'm telling you, it is so good. I can taste it right now. And can't wait. That'll be from noon to 1:30 down there at Mixon Farms. They're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, and I'll be there from noon to 1:30. And we're going to have a full house, so get there early. Get there early so you can get yourself a seat. And we've got several tables reserved there for us, so it'll be really neat. And then Thursday night, I'll be back up in St. Pete for the War for America's Soul Salem National Tour. Now, Hugh Hewitt will be there, Mike Gallagher will be there, Dennis Prager will be there, my buddy Bill Bunkley will be there from the Faith Talk stations, I'll be there. There's a VIP reception from 5:30 to 6:30. Very few, just a handful of VIP reception tickets left. So if you want to go to that, you better get on it today or it won't be there. And we've got, I think, my coordinator told me, I think we got about 24 or so VIP seating tickets left. So get on that as quick as you can too and get the tickets to sit in the VIP section because I'm going to have my own section. All right, and you'll be able to sit there right with me, and we'll have a good old time and just have like a big old community event, the captain and his crew. And then the main event starts at 7 p.m., goes to 9 p.m., so don't forget that it's going to be really interesting. All of the stuff that's going on will be discussed, panel-type discussion. You're going to love it. And we've done these things before, and it's always been very well received, and I'm looking forward to that. So that's what I'm doing on Thursday. In the meantime, right now what I'm doing is talking to the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, listen, we had this situation yesterday
in Mexico. Horrible situation where 9 Americans, 3 women and 6 children were slaughtered by Mexican drug cartel gunmen. We believe they might have been from the Sinaloa cartel. Not sure. And if so, the Sinaloa cartel, it's got a reputation for hiring some really bad and nasty people in their militia, their drug militia. They've had people from MS-13. They've actually had members of Hezbollah, which is a terrorist organization, be part of their militia, if you will. But they got these people wandered off. They were living there not very far away from the area, driving down the road. They got in the middle of a gunfight. And they were taken out because I guess somebody thought they were part of the other side or whatever, but it was just a terrible thing.
Yeah, but this is obviously making news, obviously, because you've got American citizens that are involved, and they're also dual Mexican citizens as well, but this is nothing new to that
area. And they're Mormons.
Yeah, yep. Nothing new to that area. This is something that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Matt, you can go down there. We can go down there. We can bomb cartels. We can blow up cartels. And guess what? We'll probably kill a lot of bad guys. And you guess what's going to pop up tomorrow? More bad guys. We just put El Chapo in jail. We went after Pablo Escobar. The drug war is just not working. It's not working. The reason being is because people in the United States use drugs. And if there is a market for drugs, someone is going to fill it. I'm often amazed at the incredible ingenuity of these drug cartels. They make submarines to get drugs into the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Tunnels.
Yeah.
Tunnels with air conditioning. We find drug busts. There was a drug bust not too long ago in New Jersey, where the street value of the cocaine was over $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
$500 million. People understand how much money that is. When you have that much money at stake in a market that is that big, someone is going to fill it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is, Matt. I think that we may have to go towards the route of legalization. If you do legalize drugs, even though I'm not a drug user, I don't believe in using drugs, any of these things, at least you're going to do away with the violence that's involved with this. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, we've been fighting this. We love our wars. We got this drug war that's been going on forever, and we're losing.
Yeah.
We're coming close to winning.
Well, they tried once before. They had El Chapo's son. And that created a bunch of fighting down there and interloping, if you will, back and forth between the cartels.
The cartels beat the Mexican military in that sense. And the Mexican military had to back off because they were afraid of civilian death.
They gave the son back to the cartels. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if there's no way you're going to win this. The way you win this is you get people to stop doing drugs.
Yeah.
And that's the only way I see it happen.
Yeah. By the way, you know who Walgreens is, right?
Yes.
They're in the news because Walgreens Roots Alliance, Inc., which is what I guess they call themselves. It's Boots. Sorry. Walgreens Boots Alliance, Inc. has been exploring whether or not they want to go private following a private equity interest in the U.S. drugstore chain. They're pretty big. They took over a couple drugstores to get where they're at. I think they took over Eckerd's, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Down in Florida?
Yeah, and then there was Carl's Drugs up there by you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they took over all those different drugs to get where they're at right now. So I guess the big get bigger.
That's a consistent business to some degree, and maybe they try to cause some efficiencies. We've seen some of these drug chains have done some pretty neat things within there with, you know, the ability to have nurse practitioners, and you can get throat cultures for strep throat, flu shots, and what have you. Walmart has done this as well in some of their stores with their pharmacies. Anything that can help drive prices down would be beneficial. That's the only way that they're going to allow this, the government will allow this stuff to happen, is if it's going to be beneficial to the consumer.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, the other thing is that we keep hearing about Facebook, and we keep hearing about what they're doing, and we hear about Twitter, and what one does, the other does, and the government wants to get in the middle. But Facebook on their own announced that they were going to widen their encryption feature and test their safety nets, and they're volunteering that because, of course, the government had gone after them for a lot of different things.
Maybe in regards to passwords or getting a hold of information, I'm not so sure. The big controversy right now in regards to some of the social media outlets is what, you know, Twitter's decision not to run political ads. That's what's been getting a lot of news, as of late. So we're going to see how that all washes out.
Yeah. Well, I understand Facebook is threatening about doing the same thing. No more political ads.
Yeah. I don't know, people pay that much attention to political ads on these things. I'm not so sure.
I don't.
I don't really listen to political ads really ever. But it seems like a source of revenue that would be difficult to turn down, though.
Yeah. By the way, the people leaving California are leaving for a new reason now. It's because they can't exist without any power, which could be turned off at any time due to which way the wind was blowing. That's rather a ridiculous situation out there.
Well, the other option they're talking about right now, some of the mayors are getting together and they want to turn PG&E to some sort of cooperative out there. They want to take the thing over, issue bonds, and then buy out the stakeholders and have the government take it over. And, yeah, they have at it. And you're going to see the people out there that happens, they're going to see their prices go through the roof. They're not going to be capable of running it either.
You know who that was? That was New York Power and Gas. Remember them?
A long time ago.
Yeah, they're gone as a result. That didn't work out too good, did it?
No, governments are not good at running any of these things. And the price for energy will skyrocket. It already has out in California due to a myriad of government mandates. I mean, the government basically almost runs the thing in the first place.
And by the way, there's a report here. One small family was interviewed yesterday. They had a supermarket in San Rafael, California. They lost at least $200,000 in a recent power shutoff. They are no longer in business. They're moving to another state.
It's going to happen over and over and over again. You can't. All those stores that have perishables, you think about it, all the store ice cream stores, restaurants, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done. I mean, what are you going to serve at your
store? There's no insurance for that just because they shut the power off, right?
Yeah, there's very difficult to insure from something like that. I'm sure somebody's going to come up with insurance for it, but it's going to cost a small fortune to go ahead and do it, and it's going to make the prices that you're going to be paying at these restaurants. You got to pass these costs along. I don't know how they're going to survive. I mean, how many generators you're going to get? Very, very difficult to keep the power on.
All right, well, I hope you keep the power on up there and stay warm. You got snow coming your way for the next few days. We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
All righty, you stay low up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, up there in New York on Long Island. Long Island out there. Out there by the potato patches. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.